Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Morning. Happy Friday to you. It's Good Friday for those who observe. Easter weekend. Also the final weekend of March. When next we gather together here in the morning on the radio, it'll be April, and 2024 already flying by. But we will we'll save all of the April showers talk for next week, because we've got some March showers here, at least through the early part of the day. But we should get a nice weekend out of the deal. Should be one of those days tomorrow where you can actually get outside and start a little of the yard work if you want. You don't have to, though. That comes from me. I don't think that has any authority in your home, but you can try it. So we have a lot that we can discuss this morning. We had some pretty interesting discussions throughout the course of the week. Also, I found it very interesting listening to Chris yesterday, the little bits and pieces that I got to catch. The way that he's able to get in depth with some of the guests that he has, but also the way that he's been able to cover these local races, even in the half hour slots that he's been scheduling these candidates for. We were having a conversation, myself and some others in the hallway, about how, who else is doing that? You know, in Dartmouth, you've got the Dartmouth Week paper doing their best to cover that election. In Fairhaven, you know, Beth David and the Neighborhood News has been covering the Fairhaven election. But for the most part, you know, it's not like the Standard Times is deep into this. It's not like New Bedford Light is deep into this. They don't really handle the suburbs. So seeing and hearing what Chris has been able to do is especially impressive. And also the fact that so many of you have reached out and saying, hey, I don't even live in that town, but I found it important to hear the issues that are going on in that town, because I'm sure similar things are happening where I live. So again, if you haven't had the chance to check those out, you can catch them all on the podcast, which is available at WBSM.com and on the app and wherever you get your podcasts from. We try to push them out right after the hour is over. It takes a little while for them to populate. But in case you are, you know, halfway through the 11 o'clock hour and Chris is referencing his interview we had at 10 a.m. and you want to go back and listen, it should be ready by that point. Also helpful, too, if you are running around on Saturday and you get to hear Brian or Ken, we have their show's podcast as well. So I've been going back and forth to the doctor this week, a couple of different doctor's appointments. Everything's free and clear. Everything is looking good. Met with the oncologist on Tuesday. They just want me to have one more test, one more scan, rather. just because the MRI didn't get the whole chest area when I had that done. So they just want to do that just to be safe, but they're not expecting anything there. And then yesterday I met with the nephrologist. Apparently now I have a kidney doctor for the rest of my life to keep an eye on my one remaining kidney. And we were talking about kidney function. And I thought that this was important to bring up because we are in the last few days of Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. And I learned a lot about kidneys in the brief time that I spent with Dr. Patel yesterday. But I had no idea how much of a drop-off you have in kidney function anyway, just due to age. You know, I'm looking at my numbers that came back from my blood work, and I'm saying, oh, man, this doesn't look good. And he explained to me yesterday, well, you've got to put it into context of where you're supposed to be. And so in that regard, I'm doing okay. And we don't foresee any problems. But it made me think how very important it is to keep an eye on your kidneys. If you are going to have that diminished kidney function over time, just from age and other factors. You know, I'm also diabetic, so that has been part of it. Although I seem to have gotten that under control, for now at least. But it just made me think how important it is. And also, going back to our conversation with Dr. LaRocque a few weeks ago, how something could be going on and you wouldn't even know unless you found blood in your urine or had pain. And that's something that Dr. Patel talked a lot with me about yesterday, is that normally there would be some pain. So back pain is something that a lot of people, I think, just take for granted. They say, oh, I'm just going to take a couple of Motrin and what are those pills that they used to have for the Doane's back pills? We used to actually not trust people to be able to know like which brands are good for or which drugs are good for which. We had to have back pills and liver pills, and we had to just tell you what part of the body they were for on the package. But anyway, so people take those, and in some cases, some of those could be making things worse. But they just take those and the pain dulls and they just think they must have chronic back pain. So don't take that for granted. Because I wouldn't want to see people go through what I had to go through if they don't have to. And if they do, man, was I lucky. It could be so much worse as it is for other people who battle cancer. So I just want to make sure I, you know, let you know a little bit more about Kidney Cancer Awareness Month here in the final couple of days. Now, last night was opening night, I guess, for the Red Sox, not opening day. And there's not a lot of expectations for this season. Most of the prognosticators, predictors, experts, most of them predicted that the Red Sox will finish in the bottom of the AL East for the third straight season. But they got things started off on the right foot last night. They'll go again today, tonight, 9:40, again in Seattle, and tomorrow, 9:40, again in Seattle. Sorry, kids. Can't help it. The game's up. The game is on past your bedtime. But just for fun yesterday, and because I was thinking to myself, with it being the start of the Red Sox season, that will mark the 20th anniversary of that 2004 World Series win, and there's all kinds of things planned throughout the course of the season to honor that and recognize that. But I was just sitting at my desk, probably supposed to be doing other work, but thinking about this and thinking about how different the world was in 2004. And I'm not talking about, you know, we were in the midst of the war on terror. Nobody had ever heard of COVID. You know, I'm not talking about like those huge macro level things. I'm just talking about our everyday life. If you were disgruntled about the way the Red Sox played, your only outlet was to call into sports talk radio. Or you could call into the locker room here on WBSM on Monday nights with myself and Jack Peterson and Evan Russo. We took a lot of calls on people that were frustrated with the Red Sox, especially early in that season. This is supposed to be the year. So there wasn't social media. There was MySpace, which had already been around for about a year at that point. But how many of you were already on MySpace? Some of you probably never even joined MySpace. Facebook was around, but it was still called the Facebook.com, and it was only for Harvard students. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg launched it, I think about a month before the Red Sox season began. So there was no social media. You probably didn't own a smartphone. You know, some of you who were working in a corporate environment may have had a BlackBerry. But even at that time, those BlackBerries were more PDAs than they were smartphones. This was like the time of some of the earliest touchscreen phones. Most people were still using their Nokia, their HTC, you know, a lot of different brands that kind of fizzled out over the years. And I know what phone I was using in 2004. I had the Motorola Razr, as many people did. Still my favorite cell phone of all time. In fact, I went over to the cell phone store here in Fairhaven the other day because they were giving away free Eclipse glasses for T-Mobile customers. And I went over to get some, and I was looking at the new Motorola Razr, which is a full-screen, touchscreen phone, smartphone, but it also folds and looks like the old Razr. And I was like, do I want to go back to this? I kind of do, because I just loved that phone so much. I had a little leather case on it, and it would clip onto my belt. I was probably the biggest dork. But man, I loved it. But that's what the world was like in 2004. If you check out the article I put at WBSM.com and on the app, I talked about, you know, what was on TV, what was in the movies, what were people listening to for music. Just to kind of give you a sense of what 2004 was, and to give you a sense of how different it was 20 years ago now. 20 years ago. And does it feel that way to you, especially if you're a Red Sox fan? Does it feel like it's been 20 years since that year? The Red Sox won 3 more times since then. And some of those years don't even feel real. But 2004 certainly did. So maybe you can remember everything about it like it was yesterday. I found that as I was reading up about it yesterday, there were a lot of things that I had forgotten, such as there was a total lunar eclipse the night that the Sox won the World Series. I totally forgot about that. Like any other team that wasn't the Red Sox trying to quote-unquote reverse the curse, that would have been a major part of the lore. But it was fun to write. It was fun to kind of look back at what 2004 was like and looking up some of the information about like the music charts and the movies and TV ratings and all of that. The Red Sox started that season. When the Red Sox started that season, Friends was still on the air. Friends went off the air about a month after the season began. That's how long ago we're talking. 508-996-0500. You are welcome to call in and chime in, get involved in the discussion. You're also welcome to send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you don't have the app downloaded already, you're going to want to make sure you do that this weekend, because starting Monday, we're going to be giving you the chance to win cash. Now, you don't have to have the app in order to win. You can enter the codes also at WBSM.com. But the app just makes it super easy, because you probably got your phone right there. You probably got it next to you or within grabbing distance, so that when you hear that code, you can enter it in. And sometimes you can't enter it in right away, but you want to make sure that you get it in there to give you as many shots as possible at winning the $30,000 grand prize. That's the other reason why your phone's good to have around, because you can just open up a note or open up a Google Doc or something and just write down the numbers and keep track of them, so that when you can get the chance to enter them in, you'll have them already. But every hour between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. each weekday, we are going to be giving you a 4-digit numerical code. And all you have to do is take that code and enter it into the right box at WBSM.com or on the app under the Win Cash contest. And each time you are entered to win a $100 prize, but each time is also an entry into the $30,000 grand prize. And it couldn't be easier. They make it so that only the day's codes are active each day. So it's not like you're going to put it under the wrong day. You just got to make sure you get it into the right hour. It could not be easier. And as I've been saying, you're already listening to WBSM. Most of you listen all day long, and we appreciate that. And this is the chance to be rewarded for listening when you enter to win cash on WBSM. So, again, that'll all start Monday morning. 8 o'clock will be your first code, and then we'll give them to you all day throughout the day for the next couple of weeks. Lots of chances to try to play and win, and we wish you luck. Of course, if you win the big Powerball jackpot, right? That's the one tomorrow night, Powerball. If you win that, you might say, well, I'm not going to bother playing Win Cash. But you still can. Winning the Powerball would not make you ineligible to win the $30,000. If you just wanted to have it all. Again, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right. Well, Nights by Billy Ocean there, but unfortunately, you know, some of us can't stay up as late, Billy Ocean, as you can. Some of us have to get up because we're all about mornings, like myself and Phil Devitt. And Phil Devitt has all the news for you coming up now in the WBSM newsroom.
Emergency funding for the Maryland bridge collapse, more Social Security money for some Americans, and a larger-than-life character already wrecking the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Biden administration has approved $60 million in emergency relief funds for Maryland following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The funds were approved after a request from Governor Wes Moore. The emergency funds provide an initial down payment to help Maryland manage ongoing disruptions to traffic and supply chains and daily life, and it's the first step in the joint effort to reconstruct the Key Bridge. President Biden's star-studded fundraiser in New York raked in over $25 million. Biden was joined by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, as well as celebrities including Stephen Colbert, Queen Latifah, and Lizzo. Ticket prices started at $250, but some of the night's largest contributors donated up to $500,000. The funeral for former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman is being held in his hometown of Stamford, Connecticut today. The giant in Connecticut politics died Wednesday from complications from a fall. He was 82. The House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas last month for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The Democratic-controlled Senate isn't expected to convict Mayorkas, and senators could move to quickly dismiss the impeachment. The Social Security Administration is implementing a new rule that will increase monthly payouts for certain Americans. Beginning in September, the SSA won't include informal food assistance when calculating monthly payouts. This means applicants who've received food assistance from friends or family won't have their payments reduced. And Godzilla is crushing it at the box office. Godzilla and Kong, the new empire, has already made $8 million on its opening weekend just from Thursday previews alone. Deadline says that's the second best preview ever for a Warner Brothers monster movie. Godzilla and Kong is expected to make $50 million in U.S. theaters this weekend and $135 million worldwide.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins are heading to the Stanley Cup playoffs for the eighth consecutive year. They have a game with the Washington Capitals set up for Saturday night. Red Sox scoring an opening day victory against the Seattle Mariners. That was a late game last night, 6-4, and they face off again tonight at 9:40. Celtics lost to the Atlanta Hawks, however, 123-122. They're off to New Orleans to play the Pelicans on Saturday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We'll start the day with rain. That'll take us through the morning hours. Patchy fog in there as well. We are expecting the rain to end. A lot of clouds to hang around. And winds are going to be gusty, too, at times exceeding 30 miles per hour. Look for your high of 53. For tonight, this is when the clearing happens. During the overnight, your low will be near 35. And Saturday will be sun-filled with a high near 57. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station. 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Well, you might have to seek out higher ground if Godzilla and Kong come your way. Actually, I don't think you have to worry about it because I think this movie takes place more in their world. Which, if you haven't been watching these monster movies, they have a whole world inside the Earth. Spoiler alert! It's not really a spoiler. It's in all the trailers. But when the Godzilla movie came out in 2014, I think was the first one. I was like, I'm not going to watch another Godzilla movie. The last couple have been terrible. And then I saw that they were coming out with the Kong movies, and then I was like, well, this looks like it's dumb and cheesy. But then when I was home recovering from surgery and just looking for things to watch, I watched the first Godzilla movie, and I was like, you know, the 2014 one, and I was like, well, it was all right. I'm a little interested in seeing where it goes. But I wasn't completely sold. But then I watched Kong Skull Island and I was like, oh yeah, no, this is fun. I get this now. It's just, you know, popcorn entertainment. It's not a movie that's going to change the world, although they try to sneak in some messages like that. It's something that is, it's just for fun. It's just a nice go to the movie, see something on the big screen that was an experience type movie. But I haven't seen any of them on the big screen yet because, again, I only got caught up with them recently, but I think I'm going to go see this one. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. My favorite character in the movies is Kong, but we'll see how this one goes. But a lot of people say, hey, I don't want to go to the movies anymore because everything comes out on streaming. Everything comes out within a couple of weeks of it being in the theater. You can watch it at home. What's the point of going there and spending $15 a ticket to bring my family when I know that in 3 weeks I can just order it for $19.99 and watch it at home with everybody gathered around the TV? But this is one of those movies where I think it's going to be, you know, a big screen experience, and they're going to have it in 3D, which is probably how I'll go see it. And I'm even more interested in it because they had that Apple TV Plus series Monarch about the organization that hunts down the monsters. So I think this is going to have some more depth in that regard. So, yeah, I'll probably go see it. I don't know if I'll see it this weekend, but I'll probably go see it. Telling you, that movie membership that I got, best deal going. 3 movies a week for $25 a month. 12 movies I can see a month for $25. And then if there's 5 weeks in the month, another 3 movies. So not a bad deal. Also not a bad deal are all the great deals that we have at seizethedeal.com. If you don't go there every day and check all of the deals that we have, well, you're probably missing out on some really great chances to have great food at half price. So today we have 2 Seize the Deals that'll be going on sale. We'll have $50 to 110 Grill for just $25. And we'll have $50 in certificates to the Old Grist Mill in Seekonk for just $25. So those will go on sale later on today. One at 9 a.m. and then the other I think is 1 p.m. Give me a second here. Let me click on it. Yes. So Old Grist Mill is 9 a.m. and 110 Grill is 1 p.m. And some of these do sell out fast, so you want to make sure that you get over there. But we're still having our big sale. Our 70% off sale goes through Sunday or until supplies are gone. Your chance to get $50 to dine out at a number of great locations across the South Coast. You get $50 in certificates to these places for just $15. We're talking Mian Toho Mexican Restaurant. We're talking Yozakura Sushi, which has just recently moved to Acushnet. We're talking $50 to The Vault. Dough Company in New Bedford over in Kilburn Mill. Great place. All of these places are fantastic, but you're going to get the chance to experience them like Yas Chicken or La Fruta Loca. You're going to get $50 to these places for just $15. But you got to get over there and get them before they're gone at seizethedeal.com. And that sale is going to end Sunday. So you want to make sure that you get them before you run out of your chances. Even if these are places that you've never been to before, the perfect time to try them. When you're going to be able to take 2 people out to eat and get, you'll probably be able to get an appetizer, an entree, and probably even dessert. And it's going to cost you $15. Can't go wrong with that. Not $15 a person, $15. So again, go to seizethedeal.com. And if you don't see all these great New Bedford area deals when you first go to seizethedeal.com, it means you just got to change the location at the top. Just hit the little location icon and change it to New Bedford, and you'll see all of our great local deals. Again, seizethedeal.com. All right, I'm going to take my next break here. We'll be back in just a few moments.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. And if you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone?
You know, that's one of my favorite videos of the 80s. You can call me Al, because if you remember, Paul Simon and Chevy Chase are in that video together, and they come out together getting ready, and Paul Simon gets ready to sing the song, and Chevy Chase cuts him off, and then Paul Simon has to kind of sit there through the whole time and just, you know, lug instruments around. But my favorite moment in the video is when they walk out, Chevy Chase has a cup of water, and when he sits down in the chair, there's a drum stand for the Congo drum, like between the two of them, or maybe it's on the other side of them. And Chevy takes a drink of the water and goes and puts the cup to drop it as if the drum stand was actually a table, and it just falls right through. Just crack me up every time I see it. So 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. But I have to tell you how I feel. I have to be me. I can't change who I am. I don't feel lately that I can call you and be myself and say the things I want to say without hitting a brick wall with you. I want to be able to say what I want, and I think maybe it's better if you allow me to say what I want, and then we can hang up, and then you can say whatever you want to say to me.
Well, you go ahead and say what you want to say.
That's what I want. Okay. I know that you're reaching your goal, Mr. Wise, but you're getting close, right? That pretty soon they're going to start lowering the dose, and then at some point they'll take you off.
I don't think so. I mean, again, that's just what the doctor said to me. It doesn't mean that that's necessarily the case. As you saw in the Oprah special, you know, those doctors were saying that they were going to keep people on it, you know, for the rest of their lives. So I guess that'll be a conversation that'll happen when I get there.
Well, I just want to let you know, not just you, I don't want to aim it at you, because that's when it turns into a big yelling match. Now, anybody who's taking the shots, and you know, I'm not a doctor, I got to say that every 10 seconds, I'm not a doctor, but any person at all, in my opinion, who's taking the shots should know before they get to that point where they're going to be cut down so they can see how they can do on a lower dose and all. Well, in advance of that, the person needs to start watching the carbohydrates, the sugar, just cut down a little. You don't have to stop everything. Cut down here and there.
Well, I mean,
they lower the dose, let me get it out, Mr. Weisberg. Lower the dose. By the time they lower that dose, you can come out of this victorious with very little shots. It doesn't have to be like they're saying, oh, it's for life. It doesn't have to be that way. First of all, and you just mentioned a few minutes ago, you said, oh, I have a kidney doctor for life now. He's going to watch that one kidney I have left. Is he talking to you at all about your food consumption and your drink? Because it's mm-hmm. not just the food. Drinks are sugary, too. I mean, we're talking bourbon, we're talking whiskeys, and we're talking, it contains things you don't need. I'm not saying stop it. You can have it every now and then. Take a little piece of bread off one of your sandwiches every now and then. Cut down on the mashed potatoes. Watch out for the gravy. It's a simple thing, but you can win without being on high doses of shots forever. It doesn't have to be that way. Just be mindful. I can slip right back into diabetes, even though I cured myself. A little bit of chocolate here and there. If I start dabbling in a little bit of pasta, I can go right back where I was. You just have to be mindful, and I know you can do it. You're getting close to your goal. I know you are because you mentioned it. How far off are you before they're going to start cutting you down?
Again, it depends on if they actually are going to cut me down or not. It's a conversation that we haven't had yet.
Well, my last question before we hang up. Is your kidney doctor talking to you about any kind of a food plan? Or is he just going to be watching your test results every time
go in? No, we talked about it.
And he hasn't advised you at all about what you're eating?
Mary, first of all, I hope that you understand that it's not like any of this is happening to excess. Like I can't do any of this stuff to excess. I can't eat or drink to excess because I don't have the physical ability anymore to do that.
It doesn't have to be excess all in one meal. But over time, if it's every day, if it's every
it's
week,
not every
if
day.
It's a month.
It's not every day. There's
no,
days
I understand.
There's days
and
where
I'm not telling you that you have to stop anything forever. As long as it's under control, that's all
it is,
I'm saying.
It is all under control. And yes, that is part of the conversation. And really, because one of the things that was my main concern in speaking with the nephrologist was, we don't know why I got this. Like, I don't seem to have any of the things that should have contributed to this outside of the fact that, you know, because I said, well, diabetic. Well, but that doesn't usually cause this issue. Okay, well, I saw that obesity is something that can carry. Yeah, but that's not usually. It's usually smoking or exposure to industrial chemicals. And I don't have either of those.
We're all different. It doesn't work that way for every single person.
But that's why
problem and my doctor's telling me, you know, well, we have to take one of your kidneys out. You've got one left, so now we have to need to be careful. Well, you have to remember, over the years, all the things that we've been eating, I mean, I was on metformin for 40 freaking years. I was eating the same diet for 40 freaking years, and I never made the benefits to it until I changed little by little by little. I didn't cure myself overnight. It took me quite a couple of years here to get it working until my A1C went way, way down. I'm surprised I don't have a kidney problem. I'm surprised that my pancreas is still working. Over years and years of eating like an Italian person. I mean, my father was Canadian French. He wasn't too much into that. It's my mother's Italian side. We had pasta all the time. We had all kinds of spaghetti sauces and cannolis. And it was all in there. Believe me, I wrecked myself. And until I realized that, hey, this stuff, every sickness is caused by some kind of food, because food is the main thing you're doing every single day. All different kinds of food. If we can just keep control of it and see what we're doing, it might not be so bad. So I'm just glad I caught it in time, but it was too late for my eyes. Too late. Now I had a biopsy. I'm waiting for tests to come back because I had something that was growing on my eye for 30 years, and it started to look like it was getting worse. So I went yesterday. Now I'm waiting for her to call me to tell me what it is, and I'm hoping it's not cancer. I just can't wait for her to call me today. I'm waiting to see. She looked at it with just her eyes, and she says, well, I can tell you now, I do not feel that it's cancer by looking at it. But we have to perform the biopsy. This is the only way. We're not just going to go by a doctor's word. And I said, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So I'm waiting today. But I feel myself that it is not cancer. Just something growing. It could be a virus, but it's been there a long time. It was getting closer. It's on my eyelid, but it's getting closer and closer. It's like it's moving at a snail's pace, and it's going towards my eye, and I'm afraid it's going to go into my eye. And she says, no, I don't think that's anything that's going to go into your eye. It's a skin problem, and it's not going to match any cells that are in your eye. It wouldn't go that way, she said. So she made me feel good with that. But today she's going to call me, and I can't wait to hear it.
All right.
I feel good about it. Well, I feel good about it.
I hope it goes well. Thank you for the call. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.